G'day, Adam.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Laurie. How are you going, boys?
Yeah, we're really well. I tell you what, we're excited now about the international flavour that's coming into the Everest with the confirmation that US Navy flag, which is now an $11 chance in that second edition of the Everest. And that's really further putting the race on the map.
Yeah, it's just one thing we've been sort of hoping for, I suppose, in the last 12 months is just try and get one international runner for the race this year. And after the US Navy flag won the July Cup over there at Newmarket on the weekend, Aidan O'Brien and Coolmore confirmed pretty quickly that he'll take their slot in the race, which leaves just four slots, by my reckoning, available at the moment, which is a little bit of a surprise. I would have thought there would have been at least maybe six, possibly seven slots open at this stage, with a lot of these horses haven't resumed for their spring campaigns. But US Navy flag will officially be the first overseas runner in the race. And when we talk about there's only four slots left, well, Wesley Ward's already confirmed that Bound for Nowhere, which was obviously a place getter in the Diamond Jubilee Stakes, has entered quarantine over there in the US and will be bound for Australia. So you'd like to think that he's probably got one sort of slot stitched up already.
Yep.
And GPI Racing, who are the owners of Chautauqua, have a slot still available as well. Now, if he comes through his next barrier trial in the Missile Stakes and everything's in order with him, he'll obviously get a slot in the race. So potentially might only have two slots open with still a couple of months to go before the race.
I was about to ask you about Chautauqua after the jump out the other day. What's been the wash-up from that? When will the next trial be, Adam?
He's going to have a barrier trial in Sydney, Laurie, in a couple of weeks' time. So he's obviously passed one of his first little obstacles, and the Sydney stewards require him to barrier trial once more to their satisfaction before he's allowed to return to racing. So we'll expect to see him in a couple of weeks in Sydney up here having another barrier trial, and he's likely to resume in the Missile Stakes, which is in early August. Now, that Missile Stakes can be a bit of a hit-and-miss race sometimes. Sometimes we only get a sort of a small field at the start of the season when not a lot of horses up and running. But the way it's shaping up this year is going to be a really, really good race with a lot of those good Group 1 horses targeted towards it. So Chautauqua obviously will be the headline act, but he just passes that one other barrier trial. Everything will be back in order. He'll return to racing very soon, boys.
Will Tommy Berry come back and ride?
Yeah, he will be, Laurie. Yep. He finished up in Hong Kong yesterday. He had his last race meeting there. He's obviously leaving Hong Kong and returning to Australia. So Tommy's the man who, I don't know if it's exclusively down to him, obviously, but once he came back to Australia and rode him in that jump out, he got him to get out of the gate. So he'll reunite with Chautauqua for his spring campaign.
All right. Now, this is big news because Joe Marrero is regarded as the arguably best jockey in the world. Zach Purton, though, who is a heavier jockey, doesn't get the number of rides that Joe gets, has dethroned him in Hong Kong. Big news.
Huge achievement, wasn't it, Jimmy? That was Zach's second title over there in Hong Kong. It's probably the most competitive racing jurisdiction in the world. And Joe Marrero has virtually had a monopoly on that Hong Kong jockey's title for the last few years since he made the switch from Singapore. And Zach's dethroned him this year, which is a massive, massive achievement. I don't think we can understate how big an effort it is for Zach to win that Hong Kong jockey's title. And did you see some of the vision of Joe Marrero there yesterday after his final meeting in Hong Kong? We know he's making the move over to Japan to be one of the international jockeys licensed over there in Japan, and he's just treated like an absolute rock star over there. I saw some vision floating around yesterday where he was getting photos taken with just people in the crowd, and these ladies just gushing over him and couldn't believe they got a photo with Joe Marrero. But yeah, all honours with Zach at the end of the season there. It was a fantastic effort to mow down Joe in the last couple of months of the season, and he'll turn to Australia for a nice, well-deserved holiday with his second Hong Kong jockey's title in his keeping.
It just took Laurie back 20 years when he's playing with the Raiders. Imagine there were the selfies going on there.
I'm glad phones weren't around when I was playing, Jimmy. Hey, Adam, did you see the vision of the apprentice jockey out at Cowra on the weekend?
It was amazing, wasn't it, Laurie? Akira Kajiya, his name is. This little apprentice who had a ride in Cowra. It was only a small 5 or 6 horse field, I think it was. But he lost his irons very early in the race. And basically, when you lose your irons in a race, just hold on for dear life and hopefully you don't fall off. And he ended up winning the race. It was quite incredible down the outside there. And I just couldn't believe he managed to stay upright for as long as he did. He actually did fall off the horse past the post that sort of veered towards the outside fence. And I think he wasn't too badly hurt, but once another number went up in the frame and he was declared the winner, a few people I've spoken to said he bounced straight back to his feet.
Did he ride again in the meeting?
No, he didn't, Jimmy. He was still down for the rest of the day, but he didn't have too many serious injuries from all reports. But I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. I do remember something similar happened to Nash Arilla a couple of years ago on Melbourne Cup Day. It was in one of the earlier races. I think it might have been the staying race, even the 2800-metre race. And Nash was a very sore and sorry boy after the race, but to try and comprehend a horse actually winning a race when its jockey loses the irons. You just never think of it. It was incredible stuff.
If you're a punter and you had a win on him, you've got to sling the jockey on that occasion. You've got to have a sling. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.
You too. Adam Pengilly there from the Sydney Morning Herald. We'll speak to him tomorrow as well.